The New York State Senate voted late last night to expel Senator Hiram Montserrat with a vote of 53-8. Montserrat was convicted last fall of a misdemeanor assault charge. Governor Patterson has already called for a special election on March 16th to fill Montserrat's seat, but attorneys for Montserrat plan to head to court today to stave off the move. WNYC's Elsa Chang has been on the story, and she joins me now. Good morning, Elsa.
Good morning.
So, you know, there were 5 hours of closed-door meetings, and then the vote was called. Several senators gave speeches with their votes, including Senator Montserrat. What did he say?
It was a very defiant speech. He basically was signaling that he is a guy who is not going to go down quietly. He spent a lot of the speech saying that he was being singled out and treated differently, and that Albany was basically blaming him for their ethical lapses. Let's listen to some of his remarks from last night.
They are going to expiate all its sins by making Hiram Montserrat the scapegoat.
That's right. Basically saying that Albany has a history of corruption. He referenced former Majority Leader of the Senate Joe Bruno, who was convicted on federal corruption charges, and he referenced State Senator John Sabini, who had pleaded a few years ago to drinking and driving. And he was like, look, they never had to face an expulsion vote, but I do, because you're using me as a scapegoat so you can all feel better about yourselves. He also spent some of his speech laying out some of the basic legal arguments that he'll probably be raising in court later today for why the Senate could not legally expel him, that they would be denying him due process, that there's no provision in the Constitution that allows for expulsion, and that ultimately it's up to the voters, not his Senate colleagues, to decide whether he should continue serving as a state senator.
Now, Montserrat was defiant, but wasn't he also a little apologetic?
Bit. There was a point at the end of the speech where he apologized for any of the pain he caused his colleagues, and he asked for their forgiveness. At one point, he said that God is not through with me yet. I guess he's saying that Montserrat is still working on himself as a man, but it didn't seem to evoke a lot of sympathy among his colleagues last night.
So he's heading into court today to challenge his expulsion. What will he ask for?
They're going to ask for a temporary restraining order, and if that TRO is granted, it'll essentially prevent the expulsion resolution from being carried out, and it will stop Governor Patterson from calling this special election for now. And that means everything will revert back to the status quo as it existed before the expulsion. Montserrat can still keep showing up to work, keep voting, keep drafting legislation, and to be totally frank, he's basically said all along that he's going to do that anyway. In fact, just yesterday afternoon, he joked to reporters that he planned on working in the Senate until he was 65 years old.
Wow. And, you know, he also reminded his Democratic colleagues there that they've got a pretty slim majority right now, so maybe they shouldn't be too quick to boot him out. I mean, obviously they did anyway, but what does this mean for the balance of power in the Senate?
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting to see. The Democrats right now have a bare 32-30 majority in the Senate. So with Montserrat expelled, that majority slims down even further to 31-30. Now, it takes 32 votes to pass any piece of legislation in the Senate. So the question is, what will the Senate actually substantively be able to do with Montserrat expelled before the special election? And the special election brings up another question. Montserrat is legally challenging his expulsion, so what will that pending litigation do to the legitimacy of any special election that's held in the interim? And let's think of the crazy scenario where Montserrat is going to run in that special election, and let's say he wins the special election. What kind of wild card would he be then? This is certainly a man who has proved that he's not burdened by party loyalty. He's, one of the senators who defected to the Republican side last summer in a power struggle. You could probably bet that he'll feel even less obligated to vote with his party now that they have ejected him from the Senate.
All right. Thank you so much, Elsa.
You're welcome.
WNYC's Elsa Chang.